Okay, there we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy Saturday. I'm so happy to see everybody. This is a meeting style Brady Bunch call, which means you have the option of turning on your video. Right now, everybody's muted, so we don't have any like random background noise. Hello, good morning. Hi. So many of you guys coming in. I'm so excited to have you all here. I'm Coach Yesenia, by the way. I know we have several newbies doing book study for the very first time. So I've loved seeing all of the excitement already inside of the No BS Book Study Facebook group. So hello, hello. And I love this type of call because I get to see all of your lovely faces, although you do get the option to keep your camera off if you would like. You should have an option for that on your screen. Hello, let me just pull up my chat here. Tell me where you guys are tuning in from. Atlanta, oh my gosh, you are so close to me. I'm like 45 minutes from Atlanta. New Hampshire, Pittsburgh, New Jersey. Yeah, you are totally allowed to keep your camera off. That is totally fine. I completely understand. Texas, Asheville, Oregon. Pennsylvania, awesome. You guys are all over the place. Israel, Cincinnati, Alabama, love it. Okay, so I'm Coach Yesenia. I lead the book study, which we are doing every quarter. The last book study that we did was with our guest coach, Judith Gaton, and we read her book, How to Be a Fucking Lady, and it was great. We've also done several other books, which if you go to the website and click on the book studies, you can see all of the book studies that we've done, and those are always available to you if you're looking for something to read, something to do. We have our courses, and we also have our book studies. But for the month of November, we are going to be reading and diving into Soundtracks by John Acuff. So show me your book if you have it, or is anybody like listening on Audible? Do you guys read on Kindle? I have a Paperwhite as well that I love to read on, but I love getting an actual book to underline things. So this is the book that we're going to be reading. This call is just to introduce the book study for the month and kind of just tell you how it all works, what's going to be going on, where you can find everything. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. I'm just going to be running through some information, and then I'm going to be asking you guys a couple of questions just to see how you guys are doing with it. Okay, let me just pull up my information here. So I'm going to be putting a couple of links in the chat. So the most important thing that I'm going to share today is the book study link. So it's like, it just goes to the website. I'm putting it in there now. It just takes you to the website and it has everything you need for the book study in one place. So we often call it the book study hub. So it's the Soundtracks November Book Study Hub. That's where you can get the study guide. If you don't have the study guide yet, if you don't have the book yet, you can go and find a link to the book. It just has everything in there in one place. Love it. Yeah, somebody said he's definitely funny on audio. So if you're like not a big actual book reader, maybe you don't read a lot, or if you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna have time, the audiobook is a great option because you can just listen to it in the car or as you're getting ready, and it's very entertaining. Yeah, I actually love to have the paper, like the hardback, and the audiobook at the same time, and I'm like reading through the book and underlying stuff and reading it in my own head as he's reading from the audiobook. So that's like my favorite way to do it, because I feel like I'm getting so much more out of it that way, because I'm like visually reading, but then also hearing him read it. Okay, so I'm gonna put that link in there again. That's where you can grab the book. That's where you can download and print your study guide. And there's some other stuff on there too. So yeah, it's gonna be amazing. The book it's called Soundtracks because that's how he refers to like the thought patterns that we have kind of playing on repeat in our head all the time, right? They're like thoughts or thought patterns. And a lot of times they can be like kind of shitty thought patterns, right? Like shitty soundtracks, especially around our weight loss or ourselves, our body image, our life, right? And so he calls these soundtracks, and he just goes through like, why do we have these soundtracks that it feels like they're always on high volume? You can't turn it off. It's just keeping you stuck. It's keeping you overthinking. It's keeping you like in drama. Inside of the membership, sometimes Corinne calls it like the book of lies, right? So it's, I love that we've all come up with different words for kind of like what the same, it's the same thing, right? It's the book of lies, the, you know, the shitty soundtracks of your life, shitty thinking, whatever you want to call it. It's that kind of thinking that kind of just makes you not feel good about yourself, not feel good about the results that you're creating in your life. And it just keeps you overthinking and stuck sometimes. And so the whole book is about like, where do these soundtracks come from? And how can, are we able to turn them off? Can we create new soundtracks, even though these have been on repeat for years or maybe decades? And so I love this book. I love that it's like a short read, but it gives you a lot of bang for its buck. So I love the three questions. Keep an eye out for the three questions that he has you ask yourself for the soundtracks that you have and for when you're creating new soundtracks. Okay, let me. And then he says, you know, it's normal that those shitty soundtracks are there. We're human. The human brain just excels at thinking shitty thoughts sometimes. And, but here's what I've come to see, especially as a coach and from reading this book, is that like, it's normal that a lot of time our first thoughts is going to be a shitty one, right? Because we've had these soundtracks on repeat. That doesn't have to be a problem. How I like to think of it is like, well, we still get to have a second thought and a third thought. And a lot of times it feels like that first shitty thought is kind of like automatic, right? It just like pops in without you even like asking for it to come in. But then the second and third thought, that's where you get to have a little bit more of a say on the situation and how you want to think about it. That's been one of my like great takeaways from the book already. Okay. So that book study hub link, that's where you can get the book. It doesn't matter what format you get it in, Kindle, paperback, Audible. If you use our link, it's great because then we can track the number of copies that you guys are purchasing. And it helps us just keep inviting some of these best-selling authors to come into the No BS membership and answer our questions and interview with Corinne and everything. So John Acuff, in case you didn't know already, he's going to be coming in on November 8th. And Corinne is going to be asking him questions. She's going to be interviewing him, and keep an eye out in the Facebook group because I am going to be putting up a post where you can share the questions that you want to ask him. And I'm going to be compiling a list of questions for John Acuff, and we're all going to get to, you know, be in the interview and, you know, hear him speak on this book and answer some of your questions. I'm very excited for that. Will his interview be video or just audio? So it'll be on the video. I think it'll probably be like it won't be a Brady Bunch call. It'll be kind of like when Corinne does her Sunday weight loss coaching calls and she brings people up. I think it'll be that style of call, but you will have a chance to get some of your questions answered. Oh, and then I'm seeing some comments about this already. On the hub, we have, right under the study guide or next to it, if you're on your computer, we have a link to a form. It's called self-report book purchase form, I think. And if you just happen to get the book somewhere else, instead of through our link, it's completely fine. You can use that form to just let us know that you got the book. So if you just want us to, because we've had several questions about that, like I bought the book, but it wasn't through your link. Or I got it at a different store. I like to support my local bookstore, or I got it on Apple Books. Can I still let you know that I got the book? Yeah. So you just fill out that form. It'll take you 2 minutes or less, and you just let us know that you got it. And we'll be able to have those numbers. We're actually considering doing the High Five Habit book next time. So we're still looking into that. But either way, we want to keep inviting some of these authors, and it's just really great if we can show them hey, our ladies are like buying your book. Would you love to come in and speak to us, right? The authors love that. So that's where you can find that form. It's on that hub as well. And you can just love, you can just like let us know that you've bought the book in there. Yeah. Yeah. Some of you guys already looking at the high five habit as well. So yeah, well, I'll definitely let you guys know as soon as I know for sure what book we're doing for the next quarter. Okay, let me put that link in there again to the hub. That's where you can find everything, the study guide, grab the book, fill out that form. If you already got the book somewhere else, that's where you can find that. Okay. You'll also find a link there to the study guide. And you can either print that out or just have that on your device. And if you go to page 3 of the study guide, you will see the, you can see the reading schedule that we have. And that'll be posted on Monday in the Facebook group as well. And I've made a cute little graphic that you can save to your phone, but you can also find it on page 3 of the study guide. So for the first week, we're going to be reading chapters 1 through 3. Week 2 is chapters 4 and 5. Week 3 is chapters 6, 7, and 8. Week 4 is 9 and 10 and the conclusion. So not too bad. I actually love that several of you guys are getting a head start on reading the book. I've been seeing all over the Facebook group that you guys are already reading. And that's great because like I said, John Acuff is coming in on Monday the 8th. And so if you have a head start, you'll probably get a better sense of what kind of questions you want to ask him, right? I think some of the pages referenced in the study guide aren't pointing to the correct page. Page 5 references page 21, but I think, yeah, so that could definitely happen just because, you know, this is the hardback and maybe you got the paperback, maybe you got like a slightly different version. Sometimes like they have different printing runs of the book that may be slightly different. And so the pages end up being a little bit different depending on like the size of the book and stuff like that, right? They print the book several times and it might look a little bit different. So if you are confused about that, just let me know in the Facebook group and I'll let you know for sure what page it is. I tried to reference what section it was, like in the study guide. Sometimes I'm like, go to page 21 and he talks about this, or you can reference page, you know, whatever. I try to let you know like what section of the book it was in case you are on the audiobook or if you're like in a different format. You don't have to join the Facebook group. It's completely optional. It's just where you can, you know, see what everybody else is discussing around the book. If you have a question about the book, if you have an aha moment with the book, if you have a connection to your weight loss with something that you read in the book, it's a great place to share. We'll also be dropping a discussion post every Friday where we can just share what we got out of the book that week. And there are some like calls to action in the study guide where I'm like, you know, answer this question and come let us know, you know, what your answer was in the Facebook group. But that's completely optional if you're just not on Facebook. Will the John Acuff interview be recorded? Yes, yes. It will be, so you will be able to catch the replay if that's what you need to do. Okay, let me see if there's any other questions in here. And the link to the Facebook group is on the Book Study Hub. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see where you can join that Facebook group. Okay, let me see if there was anything else that I wanted to share. This is really just like a quick and dirty call about what to expect. So every week, we're going to read what's in the study guide, and you just answer the questions for that week. If you want to go ahead, that's not a problem. If you're a little behind, not a problem. It's really just there to guide you. You get to completely go at your own pace if that's what works best for you. Let's see. Oh, and then we also have the final book study call on December 4th. So whenever we're all done reading the book by the 4th, I think it's that Thursday, that first Thursday of December, we're going to have another Brady Bunch call like this. And it'll be pretty different. Right now, it's a little bit more of me talking at you and just explaining some things. But on the 4th, it's going to be a Brady Bunch call again. then we'll all get a chance to just discuss the book, discuss one thing that you got out of it. I'll have some prompts for us to talk. It'll feel like a real book club where several of us get to talk and share and, you know, just say like what we got out of it. Was there anything in the book that you didn't like? Just anything like that. We'll get to have more of a discussion. Okay. So let me go ahead and give you guys a chance. Does anybody have any questions so far? Anybody have any questions? Let me see. Okay. Yeah, you should be able to unmute yourself if you want to like raise your hand and ask a question. Does anybody have any questions so far? Give me an emoji or give me a reaction or just raise your hand if you're just all in, ready to go. You've got your study guide. Yeah. Love it. Awesome. 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 Okay. Who's already started reading the book? Yeah. Are you, give me a thumbs up if you're like already loving the book, like you're reading it, you're already like loving it. Are you guys already starting to see the connections to like weight loss and what we, I love that it just dovetails so nicely with everything that we're teaching you guys in here about weight loss and shitty thinking and all of that. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. I'm seeing all of the emojis. I love it. Okay. And I just love seeing all of the excitement in Facebook group. You guys are going to love this book. Okay. One more question for you is, what are you guys hoping to get out of the book study? I would love to hear that, whether you want to type it in the chat or if you want to unmute yourself and tell me, like, what's the number one thing you're hoping to get out of this book in the book study in November? This is good practice for us for the December 4th call, where we will all be talking together. It can be a little scary to unmute yourself. What are you guys hoping to get out of it? Okay, let me see. Okay. Brandy, go ahead.
Hi, I'm in Newman, so I don't know if I'm near you.
I've definitely been to Newman. I think you're like 2 or 3 hours away from me. That's awesome.
So here's what... if I were to plan to get anything out of the book, it would be that the time between when shit drops in my head and I recognize it for what it is, and mm-hmm. it shortens every time it gets short. Also, I'm a coach, so the beautiful part about working with myself is that I get it when somebody else is led around like a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Because shit just drops in our head. And so that's what I hope to get out of it. That the time between the thought and my recognizing.
Realizing it's a thought, yeah.
Yeah, it just gets shorter every time.
Oh, I love that. I think you'll definitely be able to get that. I love setting some sort of intention for when you're going to read a book, because then it keeps your brain looking for that, like, right? You're telling it what to look for. Thank you, mm-hmm. Brandy.
Thanks.
Okay. Go ahead, Tracy. What are you hoping to get out of the book study this next month? Okay, you should be able to unmute. Go ahead.
Hi. I pretty much consider myself a positive thinker, but one of the things I realized after starting to listen to this book is I do perseverate over some pretty bad thoughts and so do some overthinking. So I'm hoping to get some new soundtracks inside this noggin of mine to keep myself from overthinking.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I know a lot of us here probably want to create some new soundtracks. I love that his book has some really good new soundtrack examples kind of sprinkled throughout the book. And then he also helps you, like, just teach you the process of, like, how do I create new soundtracks for my life, right? So, and then the study guide, too, I've set it up so that we can pull out our shitty soundtracks and know what those are. And like Randy said, like, you're going to be able to catch them faster if you know what they are. You're going to know what to look out for. And you're going to know how to start retiring those old shitty soundtracks. And then we're going to be creating new soundtracks for our lives. So I'm super excited to see what you guys come up with. Awesome. Thank you, Tracy. Okay. Sin, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Hi. I already started reading the book, and I liked in chapter 4 when he gave us the examples, but also that he borrows or steals them from everybody.
Yes.
And so I started on the notes app on my phone. Every time I hear one, I've got like a running list of ones that I want to
make. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
To my list. And I was intrigued to read the book because of he talks about the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten that far yet, but I saw on his website the anthem worksheet.
Yes, that's what he calls like those new soundtracks that just help fire you up and show up the way you want, and they're more like aligned with your future self and who you want to be. That's awesome. So I love that you said like we're allowed to like borrow and steal soundtracks from other people, right? I wrote down some from his book that I really loved, and it's so funny that you said you have a running list. I have a list too on my iPad where I started writing like some of my favorite thoughts or soundtracks. That was definitely one of my favorite things from the book for sure. And they could be about anything. They don't have to be just weight loss. They could just be about life for sure. So that's a great idea for you to like start keeping a running list. The study guide has a page where you can create like your new soundtracks, but maybe you want to keep that for your like weight loss soundtracks, or maybe it's just like all the new soundtracks you want for your life. You get to decide. Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm just putting them in my notes app and putting them all there, and then I'll go back.
And then you'll make a final list. Yeah. Love it. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Vina?
Thank you, Sonia. So I had a couple of tips. I started reading and finished the book before the study guide was, up and running. So what I did is on the last page of my planner, I just started writing down all the soundtracks that were jumping out at me in the book. So I think that was a good way to integrate the two. And then the other thing was I got the book as part of a bonus through ACUF's course. And so something we can all do is leave a review. And when we leave a review, we could put which scientist that I heard about, because I only learned about John through Corinne's interview of him. And then after that, subsequently got his course, got the book. So it's another great way to show that, you know, all of us know BS women, you know, support the authors because we learn. Yeah. So that might be something cool we can all do.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to bring that up. Yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Like, we definitely support authors when we purchase their book, or even borrowing it from the library also supports them, right? Yeah. Or gifting it to somebody. But leaving a review is also one of the top things you can do to support the author. So after we're done reading the book, I can definitely remind you guys and show you how to leave a review. I used to be an author. I wrote several books myself. I have them on my shelf there. And first of all, it's nice just to see like that people got something out of your book. But if we all want to leave a review and tell them like we're no BS women, I think, again, it's just even better to help us invite more best-selling authors in the future. So I'm so glad you said that. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Let's see, was somebody else next? Brandy, your hand is still up, but I know you already shared. Oh, you want to go again? Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring this up. I just learned about it. It's an app called Think Up. And what you do is you put in thoughts that you would like to think, right? So you could put in your soundtracks. You record them. You can either only have them in words, or you can record it in your own voice. And then there's a timer. So it plays back to you, and you can say, for 15 minutes, I want to listen to this. And it's your voice and music behind it. When I am at work, I will take my 15-minute break, and I will go, and I will get in a dark room, and I will pop those in my ears. You can tell it, like you can tag the thoughts or the soundtrack. So you're like, I only want to listen to the weight loss ones, or now I'm listening to the confidence ones. But it's called Think Up. It is a paid app, but it is worth every penny just to have thoughts that just aren't your natural run through your head.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an app for that. That's kind of cool. I love how it puts music on with it. I've also done, like, if you don't want to do a paid app, if you just kind of want to find a free way to do it, you can also look for just any kind of voice record app. I know, like, on the Apple phone, it comes with, like, a voice memos app. I've done that in the past where I record myself, you know, saying, like, affirmations or something like that, and you can just listen to it, and it's very powerful for your brain to hear things like that in your own voice. That's a great tip. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. Did anybody else have something that they want to share, like what they want to get out of the book? Okay, awesome. I think one last thing that I wanted to share, and I'll look in the chat in a minute, see if you guys have any other questions, but I saw it blowing up just a few minutes ago with everything you guys wanted to get out of the book. So one last tip that I want to share for just like my different types of no BS women, my, you know, bottom line bitches or bottom line babes, my moderation mamas and my deep dive divas. Just remember that you don't have to do like everything. If you're more of a like bottom line bitch, maybe you're just like listening to the book or reading the book at your own pace. Maybe you don't finish it in November. Maybe you're not going to do the whole study guide. Maybe you're just going to do a part of it, right? Maybe you're not going to do it at all, because maybe just listening to it and reading a book this year is going to be great for you. So just keep that in mind, depending on what you are. If you're more of a moderation mama, maybe you're going to read or listen, and maybe you're going to do one journal prompt a week from the study guide. So I give you three every week from the book, but maybe you're just going to pick one. Maybe you're going to catch the replays of the calls and not necessarily be there live. That's okay too. Maybe you're not going to be in the Facebook group that much. Maybe you're more like on the go and you're just doing some of it. And for my deep dive divas, I know you guys love to do all the things. So I know you're probably going to be like, you've already probably got the study guide. You're probably going to do every single question. You're probably going to be like posting in the Facebook group every week, right? You're going to be like listening to everything. So just keep that in mind, depending on which one you are. Don't feel like you have to do everything. Keep it doable for you this month. You can get a ton out of it, no matter which one of those three you are. If you just listen to the book on the way to work this month, you're going to get a lot out of it. If you do the entire study guide and post a couple times a week, you're going to get a lot out of it. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys kept that in mind. Okay. Just because I gave you an entire study guide, if that's just not doable for where you are in your life right now, that's totally okay. Maybe you just want to work on the retired shitty soundtracks and the new soundtracks part of the study guide. That's totally fine. And then one last thing that I want to share is, if you love this book and you're either looking, and I'm just kind of like planting this seed now because I know we're just getting started, but if you get to the end of November or going into December and you finish the book and you just love it, and if you haven't done the Thoughts 2.0 course yet, that's a good next step. If you either haven't done it or it was a long time ago when you did it, maybe you're a newbie and you know like this thinking part of the process, like you've unlocked something and you want to keep working on it, our Thoughts 2.0 course is going to be perfect for you. So I just wanted to go ahead and plant that little seed in case anybody wants to go ahead and, you know, start thinking about that. So I'll put that link in the chat, and then I'm going to put the Book Study Hub link in there one more time too. So let me just copy this, and we're just going to go ahead and wrap up this call. So if you have any last questions, go ahead and raise your hand, or I'm going to just glance at the chat and see if anybody else has any questions about it. And if you want to find like a book reading buddy, the Facebook group is a good place to do that. If you wanted to like hop on Zoom every week with everybody or with somebody and talk about it. Is there a Facebook group? Yeah, so there's a Facebook group just for the book study. There's already 3,500 of you in there. That link is on the Book Study Hub. Okay, I just put that link in the chat. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see that. The journal prompts are in the study guide. Let me put that link in there one more time. So this link that I'm about to put in there, it has everything. It has where to grab the book. It has the study guide. It has the link to the Facebook group. There's also a link in there to a past interview that John Acuff has done with us. I remember a while before I even joined the membership, a while back, everybody read Finish together, one of his other books. And so Corinne also interviewed him. She's also interviewed him on the public podcast, The Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne. That was more recent. That was like just a few months ago. She interviewed him about soundtrack. So if you want to hear a little bit more about the book, or if you finish reading it and you want to just hear him talk about it, that's a good place to find that. On the last page of your study guide, you'll find links to everything. I put Thoughts 2.0 in there. I put his interviews, the podcast. I put his website. What podcast episode? So if you go to the Book Study Hub, you'll see it. You'll see it there. Let's see. Let me just go back and see if there are any other notes. Yes, I will definitely remind you. And like I said, there's a link to Thoughts 2.0 in the back of your study guide. And I'll make sure it gets added to the Book Study Hub too. Or the journal prompts. Yes, they're in the study guide. The journal prompts are in the study guide. It just helps. I give you questions to help you apply the book. ThinkUp does offer a free limited option. Awesome. Let's see. Any other questions? Found this book online at the local library. Awesome. Great. Okay. And then anytime you guys have a question about the book or a discussion question, an aha moment, I'd love to see you post in the Facebook group. Where do we leave the review? Wherever you want. Wherever you got the book. If you got it on Apple Books, you could leave it there. If you got it on Amazon, you could leave it there. Let's see. I'm not sure I'm seeing any other questions. Is there an outline of which chapters to read each week? Yes. So if you go to the study guide, page 3, there is a reading schedule there, and there I'm going to be posting one on Monday as well, like a little graphic that you can save. I think we should have a No BS anthem. That is a great idea. Maybe we can come up with one in the Facebook group, like at the end of the month. Okay. Awesome. Okay, you guys. I think that's it. I think we're done. If you guys have any other questions at some point about the book study, if you can't find something, just let me know in the Facebook group. You can tag me and I'll definitely help you out. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you. And I think the next time we see each other will be on the call with John Acuff. Be on the lookout for a Facebook post about what questions do you want to ask him about the book. All right. Have a lovely Saturday, and I'll catch you guys then. Bye.